5 minutes after 11 o'clock. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Man, it was a wild weekend. Super wild card weekend. We'll talk about all things NFL playoffs, some big college basketball wins locally for Colorado State and the University of Northern Colorado. So we'll get into all of that. Very excited about it. But more excited to bring on our next guest. We've talked to him before, back when he was wearing the green and gold, Ryan Stonehouse, former Colorado State Rams punter. Now, in my mind, and I think in most people's mind, the best punter in the NFL. That's, I'm just saying it. Ryan Stonehouse joining us, Tennessee Titans punter. Ryan, my man, thank you so much for giving us some time. And I was really looking forward to this one once we got this thing locked in.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Brady. No, I'm always happy to come on the show.
Ryan, dude, how you doing, man? It's been so fun. It's crazy following you guys in college because you're so close. Like, we get to see you up close and personal, chat with you, all that stuff, see you at practice. But then seeing you on the big screen, on TV every single weekend, and you just following your dreams, tearing it up, picking up right where you left off with Colorado State. What has this year been like for you, my friend?
Yeah, it's been surreal, you know. It's been a long year. Obviously, you know, the rookie season, you always hear about how long it is, and you don't realize it till you go through it, and quite frankly, till you're done. It's just been really cool. It's been a really cool experience. I mean, you know, getting the opportunity, you know, after the draft to come to the Titans and, you know, being able to compete with Kern, you know, just getting a fair shot there and having an opportunity, and then, you know, ultimately, like, you know, stacking games and then ending this year, you know, in a, you know, historic way, I think it's just such a cool honor. And like I said, it's a very surreal experience. So,
well, being named to the Associated Press's NFL All-Pro team, earning second-team honors from the publication. You led the NFL with a single-season record gross punting average of 53.1, ranked number 4 in net punt average with 44. Your net average was also an NFL record for a rookie, dude. I mean, did you see this? I mean, we all knew how good of a punter you were. I mean, we all just assumed you were going to go on and have a great career. But to do it in your rookie year, I mean, did you see that coming?
No, you know, I mean, I trained really hard this offseason, and I put in a lot of work and you know, just tried to put my best foot forward because I knew that, you know, wherever I would have gone, you know, or I guess I assume, but, you know, I would probably be in a competition, you know, just getting overlooked. And, you know, I knew that, like, it's going to be an uphill battle trying to get in the league, you know. And so I really pay attention to my, you know, offseason training this year and really grinded on that. And, you know, obviously I think that hard work paid off. But I also think it just helped me, you know, get that a little bit better and enough to, you know, make a statement in the league.
Did you kind of have a chip on your shoulder, Ryan? I mean, I just assumed you were going to get drafted. And then when I saw other punters, what were there, 3 or 4 guys getting drafted before you, I thought there was a glitch in the system. I'll be real honest. And I think everybody in the state of Colorado thought so too. I mean, did you go into the season with a giant chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've had a chip on my shoulder kind of, you know, my whole career. And I love that kind of narrative for me. And, you know, I think that it's just, and even now, you know, I mean, even with all these stuff, like a lot of people are saying, you know, he still doesn't have the hang time and he, you know, he still doesn't have the net or whatever. And, you know, those kind of things do drive you to be better. And I think they're always good to have something that people don't think you can do. So absolutely, you know, I don't think I'll always carry that chip, you know, whether it's from college, whether it's into the NFL. I think it's a great thing to have.
Well, and it's got to be cool because you hear this with when we're talking about baseball all the time, you know, the elevation and all that, or even kicking here in Denver. Oh, guys who kick field goals, you can kick them better in the elevation. It had to be even sweeter for you because we saw you do it on the road all the time. All those people saying, well, he's punting at Colorado State. Yeah, but we saw you punting lights out no matter where you went. I mean, there was an art to it. So that had to be another notch on the belt, so to speak, for you to say, no, I can punt anywhere, man. I can, whether it's Colorado State, Tennessee, all over the country playing NFL teams.
Totally. It's funny. It's funny because, like, I know that because when I go train in California or I go train down in Arizona or somewhere that has no elevation, it's it's kind of funny to, I'm just like, man, I hit the same ball here that I do in Colorado. I guess I just don't see it. And, you know, and then when people say that or make the argument against that me for it, and I always just laugh because I was like, man, I guess I've never seen it. You know what I mean? So just knowing that and knowing that that was something that people always thought was definitely nice to kind of, I guess, go out and show that it didn't really matter.
Well, what was it about Tennessee? Because, you know, at that point, you don't get drafted, which, again, just criminal. But when you're now, you're at least you get this opportunity where some people would say, hey, being a free agent's not that bad going to the NFL. You know you've got the right stuff. Now you can kind of pick where you want to go. So what was it about Tennessee that really just made it to you anyway, made it clear to you that that would be your next home?
Yeah. They were on my list of teams after on free agency that I would have taken a call from and accepted. You know, I think they were like third or fourth, just purely based on, you know, Brett being there. I knew he was an older guy, but I also knew that, hey, like, this could be a really big opportunity to learn behind Brett. You know, if it didn't work out, but at least they liked me. Maybe they keep me on practice squad. That's another big thing that I thought, you know. Because all it really is just getting your foot in the door, you know. And I thought that there was, in terms of the high risk, that would have been maybe a lower risk if I would have went in there and showed out great, but they weren't ready to move on from Brett yet. I thought it may be a good opportunity, you know, just get my foot in the door. So ultimately, yeah, that's kind of why I mean, they, you know, a lot of teams kind of fell out, too, for me after the draft. I had you know, maybe 10 teams that had contacted me during the draft that, you know, were more interested in me in free agency than they were the draft. But ultimately, after the draft, they kind of all went different directions. But Tennessee, you know, again, they kind of stuck in there and they gave me a call after. And, we, you know, my agent was able to work out a deal. And yeah, like I said, couldn't have been better.
I mean, it was everything, this rookie campaign for you. And then earlier, what, a week ago or whatever, a couple weeks ago maybe, I'm losing track of time, the Titans announced that your jersey, your cleats from the 2022 season were headed to Canton, Ohio. They're going to be displayed in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, that dude, that's just wild. Do you just stop and think, what in the heck, dude? My first year and all of these are coming, or all of these things are happening to me.
Yeah, no, it is surreal. I don't think it's set in yet, you know. I mean, I realize the magnitude of some of these things, but I guess, you know, you don't realize it until, you know, you have enough time to appreciate it. And, but it's definitely such a cool honor. Really unexpected. Obviously, like, that's something you don't have a goal to go get, you know. One of my goals was to be an All-Pro this year, you know, and to have the best average. But yeah, I mean, I honestly didn't, I would have never thought that, and it's super cool honor, just super surreal and you know, kind of awesome. That was something they requested, and yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, well, when are you going to make a trip there to go see that, or have you already? I mean, you haven't had that much time. Are you going to make a trip to go take some pictures of that, man? I mean, that's got to be pretty special.
Hopefully, yeah. My cousin, she graduates from Toledo. In May or June, and my dad and I were talking. I was like, maybe we can make a double trip out of it and head up there to Ohio. So,
man, it's so amazing. And again, you know, Rams fans that followed you, you know, not to say that people want to cheer necessarily when the punter comes onto the field, but there was a lot of those cases, Ryan, where Rams fans were like, you know what, we got a punt, but Ryan Stonehouse is coming out here. Something special might be happening. Did you kind of get that sense at all with Tennessee where they're like, yeah, darn it, we have to punt, but we got a punter that's probably going to put their offense in a really tough spot?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Titans are used to good punters. You know, Craig Hendricks and obviously Brett Kern, I mean, you know, two of the best. And so I think that there was a level of, you know, Titans fans like really wanting to see the punter, you know what I mean? And I know I had big shoes to fill, and I think that, you know, it's just something, like you said, having that chip earlier, that when you come in, you're just able to be in the moment and not worry about all that extra stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I think Titans fans really do appreciate punting, you know, thanks to my, you know, predecessors. I mean, that was something that they kind of pioneered here, so.
Well, and we're seeing it so much, too. I mean, field position is just so key, where you can put that football. It's no longer really an underrated thing when you're looking at the, you know, college football or the pros. And so having a guy like you is just so special. It can be such a weapon, and you prove that this year. Again, we're talking to Ryan Stonehouse, now all-pro punter for the Tennessee Titans. So many great things happening for this young man just in his rookie year. Ryan, I got to ask you this. They always say that, you know, college players, no matter the position, they kind of sometimes they get that welcome to the NFL moment, whether that's a hit they might take or just something that happened in practice or anything like that. Did you have any moments like that where you're like, wow, this is a little bit different than college?
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to the NFL moment was definitely dropping the snap in the third preseason game. My Morgan Cox, the snapper, jokes with me about that all the time. But, you know, I mean, the game in the NFL is just magnificent. You know, it's made a lot bigger than college. And so, you know, everything that you do is magnified. So I think that was something that definitely was like, yeah, it was a big deal, obviously, because I did that. And the fact that I got the first down turned that into a good thing. So, but that was definitely welcome to the NFL moment for sure.
All right, so what about some of your teammates? Are there guys that you connect with well? As guys that we've all here been following forever, I mean, anybody that sticks out in your mind as far as, hey, these are guys that I kind of hang out with.
Yeah. So one of my good buddies here, I hang out with a couple guys. Jack Givens, he's a undrafted linebacker who came on the last five games and has tore it up, you know. And, yeah, we hang out quite a bit. And Chance Campbell, he was another linebacker that got hurt, and you know, before he had to go back to do some rehab in Maryland, we hung out quite a bit. But yeah, those are just a couple. Kyle Phillips, he was a wide receiver at UCLA. He unfortunately got hurt too this year, but he was tearing it up in the beginning. You know, those are just a couple guys that I connected with. You know, when you go through this whole thing as rookies, you start getting close to guys, but you know, it's tough because you never know who's going to actually make it. And I just got lucky enough that, you know, the four guys that I hung out with, they all made it, you know, this whole year. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool to have that.
No question about it. We're talking to Ryan Stonehouse, former Colorado State Rams punter, now an all-pro punter for the Tennessee Titans. What's head coach Mike Vrabel like? We got to ask. We're getting listeners chiming in. Kind of want to know what that's like. How many, you know, you always wonder how many interactions you're having as a punter with the head coach on a consistent basis. But what's that like?
Yeah. I mean, he's an awesome guy, first and foremost. I mean, he's just such a player's coach, and he's so relatable, and that's kind of what you want, you know, as a player. You want a guy that's been through situations, you know, and understands, you know, the magnitude of your job and what it takes to be a pro. And that's Mike Vrabel, you know what I mean? He's a great guy, and he wants to win, you know, and that's what I want as a player. You know, I want to win, and you know, he wants that more than anybody. He's a very detailed coach. You know, as a punter, you know, when I have interactions with him, there's a lot of times where we go over the details of my job or what I need to do that week for the game. And, you know, he really resonates with players, and there's a lot of guys that respect him and will play, you know, their hearts out for Mike Vrabel just because of who he is.
It's so awesome to be able to talk to you, man, about your career and everything that you've achieved. What about one last one as far as teammates go? Derrick Henry, obviously, super stud. You know, we've watched him in college. My producer's a big-time Bama guy, so we got to talk a little bit about that. What's he like? Do you have many interactions with him?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple interactions with Derrick. Derrick's a quiet guy. You know, he keeps himself, you know, he's not a big rah-rah. But he's so locked in on his job, and you know, that's kind of one thing I saw with all the guys that were veterans here, is just how competitive and how locked in on their jobs they were, how focused. And yeah, you know, Derrick and I, we've joked a couple times about you know, who has the better state for high school sports. You know, he played in Florida and I played in California. I win that argument usually. But it's nice to be able to mess with him about that. But yeah, he's a great guy. Like I said, just you know, super locked in on what he's doing to in his job, and it's cool to see.
We're talking to Tennessee Titans punter Ryan Stonehouse, man. Okay, so what's last one for you, man? What's next? You're gonna get take some time off. What are your plans? You said you might try to make a trip out to Canton and check out, you know, your jersey, your cleats there, which is so freaking amazing. But what do you got planned? You got any big vacation plans coming up?
No, yeah. I mean, I want to see if the Chiefs make the Super Bowl. You know, I'm the alternate behind Tommy Townsend, so. I'll get an opportunity to go to the Pro Bowl, which would be awesome, with my snapper. So that'll be in February if that happens. But yeah, I'm going to go see some family here for the next couple weeks and, you know, just kind of hang out. I haven't really had an opportunity, you know, in a year and a half just to hang out. So I want to take full advantage of these next couple weeks. And then, yeah, it's right back to training, hopefully by mid-February, I'm in full locked in and ready to go for the rest of the year. So I'm excited about this offseason, though. I'm excited to, you know, train and really fix a lot of the things that I know I can improve on.
Boy, and that just seems impossible. I mean, like, you were just almost perfect this year, but that's how you get to be where you are, man. You just you're never perfect. You're always looking for how you can correct even the smallest thing, and that's why you are doing what you do at the highest of levels. And all right, I thought I said last one, but I got one more. I know you're into your projects, man. You got this engineer mind too. That's what blows me away. Is not only are you a sensational punter, a great football player, but you're always concocting these crazy projects. I mean, you talked to us last year and sent us pictures of all of these unique items you were working on. Do you get any time to do that kind of stuff anymore?
Shoot, I wish, Brady. I mean, I live in an apartment, so it's hard to do that kind of stuff. But hopefully next year, I definitely, you know, I was telling someone that the other day, you know, I hope that I get the opportunity to do kind of that, my hobbies again. You know, hopefully, it's, you know, life slows down for me here soon. Just to be able to kind of get back into it. But, yeah, unfortunately, this last year was just so, you know, I was so focused on this that it's so difficult to kind of make time for that kind of stuff. But hopefully next year I'm excited to kind of get back into my hobbies, because you're right, they definitely were something I loved and enjoyed doing.
Oh, Ryan, it's a pleasure to talk to you as always, man. I'm glad you could make some time. And just congratulations to you on a tremendous season, rookie year, your career, of course, at Colorado State. And wishing you all the best, my friend. I know that there's even bigger things in store for you, man.
No, I appreciate you, Brady. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, okay? When you do make that trip to Canton, dude, share those pictures. I want to see them. That'd be fantastic.
Sounds good. I absolutely will.
All right, my man. There he is. Ryan Stonehouse, all-pro punter for the Tennessee Titans, was named to the second-team NFL all-pro team. I mean, dude, the list goes on and on for this guy. Leading the NFL with a single-season record gross punting average, 53.1. He ranked number 4 in net punt average. His net average was also an NFL record for a rookie. And then the Titans announced that his jersey and his cleats from the rookie campaign were going to Canton, Ohio. I mean, dude, just awesome for him. Congratulations to Ryan Stonehouse. All right, 24 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick break. Let's talk about the Super Wild Card weekend. What a weekend it really was. Some surprises, some teams hung in that were supposed to get blown out. We'll go over all that on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.